For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
About ready to start the second half. Mountain Home will get the ball to start this third quarter as they lead Mountain Home Christian Academy 38-21. Real quickly, a reminder, Hamburg won the game earlier 65-55, so winner of this game will play Hamburg tomorrow night at 7. Loser plays Brinkley tomorrow afternoon at 1. Gilbert takes an inbound pass, and we are back underway. Gets it over to Peters on the right side. Now back to Gilbert. Now looks like a... Mountain Home Christian Academy switched to its zone defense where they're trapping. Here's Gilbert with the ball on the right. Appears with the ball, that is, on the right side. Now here up top to Cresilius, over to Gilbert. Now Bashirs has it on the left wing. Gives it to Gilbert near the corner. Gilbert's going into the lane, going up for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. Wyatt Gilbert now with 16 points. 40-21, Bombers leading as we are 35 seconds into the second half. Woods into the front court for the Eagles. Throws over to Spray on the right side. Now it goes up top to Taylor. Over to Bingham on the right wing. Now it's home in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes down to Long in the corner. Now Long has it on the wing. He's going to try for the long three over Peters. It will not go. Long rebound as goes out of bounds, knocked out by Cooper Long, and it will be Mountain Home getting the ball back as we are 1 minute into this second half. 19-point Mountain Home lead. Gilbert walks the ball across the timeline, throws it into the front court to Peters, back up top to Gilbert. Mountain Home Christian Academy going with that trap defense again. Peters has it on the right side, now back up top to Gilbert, over to Bashirs near the left corner. He dribbles out a little more on the wing, up top to Cresilius. Cresilius gives it to Peters on the right corner, goes cross court to Gilbert in the left corner. He's going into the lane, now kicks out to Bashirs up at the top. Bashirs dribbles to the left elbow, finds Jones on the left corner. Now ball goes to Peters near the right wing. Now he has the ball knocked away from him, stolen by Mountain Home Christian Academy. And now Mountain Home's going to steal it right back as Matt Jones going back the other way for the layup. Good. Matt Jones with 5 points on the night. 42-21, Bombers on top. 6:08 left to play in the third quarter. Here is Long into the front court for the Eagles. Throws over to Taylor on the right side. Down in the corner, it goes to Spray just outside the lane, and he's going to draw a bump foul against Matt Jones. Jones picks up his third personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the second half. 5:55 left to play in the third quarter as Jones is going to take a seat, being replaced by Luke Cruz. And it will be Mountain Home Christian Academy inbounding it. Woods will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. And knocked away by Peters. It goes out of bounds as it hits the bottom of the backboard. So the Eagles will inbound it once again. Woods will inbound it under the basket. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gets into Spray near the free throw line. Down to Woods on the low block. He's going up for the layup off the glass and in. Matt Woods with his first field goal of the night. He has 6 points now. 42-23. Bombers leading it with 5:39 left to play in the third quarter. Gilbert finds Peters in the right corner. Cross court to Cresilius on the left wing. Now he's dribbling down towards the low block. Kicks up top to Peters. Over to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert going into lanes, going to find Cruz there right under the basket for the layup. Good. Luke Cruz with 5 points. 5:20 left to play in the third quarter. 44-23, Mountain Home leading it. Here is Long with the ball up on the right wing. Now he'll dribble up between the circles. It's at the offense. Over on the left side goes to Bingham. Now ball goes up top to Taylor over on the right side to Spray. Now Long has on the wing. He drills up closer to the top, and he's going to pull up for the long three. In and out, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Bashirs. Back home, the Bombers. Bashirs throws it into the front court. I can't see who's got it. I've got Coach in my way. Now Gilbert has it. Now he'll give it back to Peters. It was Peters that had it. Peters going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in. Cole Peters now with 8 points. 46-23. Bombers leading it with 4.5 minutes left of the third. Woods into the front court for the Eagles. He'll throw it on the right side to Spray. Spray is going to pull up for the three-pointer. Rolls around, does not go, and the rebound controlled by Bashirs, and back comes Mountain Home. Bashirs throws it in the front court to Peters. Peters going into the lane for another layup attempt. This one partially blocked. Griselius there for the rebound. His shot is blocked. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home Christian Academy, and Bombers will inbound in on the baseline with 3:58 left to play in the third quarter. Hunter Bashirs taking a seat as he's replaced by Bennett Pinson. Pinson checking in for the first time tonight. He is a 6'2 senior. And for Mountain Home Christian Academy, Caleb Bing is heading to the bench. He's replaced by Dylan Decker. It will be Pinson inbounding the ball on the baseline. He gets into Gilbert on the left wing. Now Gilbert's driving down to the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass and in. 18 points for Wyatt Gilbert. A 25-point Bomber lead with 3:45 left to play in the third quarter. 48-23 is our score. Talon Benton will check in next available time for the Bombers. Ball is with Woods on the left side. Now he's going down into the lane, going up for a layup, off the glass and in. Matt Woods with 8 points now. 48-25, Mountain Home leading it with 3:22 left to play in the third quarter. Gilbert throws it in the front court to Pinson on the right side. Back up top to Gilbert. Now Gilbert dribbles to the right wing, gives it there to Pinson. Up top to Griselius. Griselius is dribbling down towards the right corner, pulling up for the jumper, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Long for the Eagles. Long quickly back the other way for Mountain Home Christian Academy, and he's going to draw the blocking foul on the right elbow. Colton Peters picks up his second personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the second half. 3:02 left to play in the third quarter. Talon Benton will check into the game, replacing Colton Peters. 48-25, Bombers leading it. It will be Woods inbounding the ball on the baseline for the Eagles. Gets into Taylor, who's going into the lane for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Brad Taylor will go to the line for the old-fashioned three. That foul's on Baylor Cresilius. That's his third personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. And he's going to come out of the game with 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter as he's replaced by Brandon Morris. So Brad Taylor at the free throw line, where so far he's 2 of 5. And make it 3 of 6. He gets the free throw here. Converts to the three-point play. He now has 5 points. 48-28, Bombers leading it. Here's Benton back the other way for Mountain Home. Throws it down to Pinson in their left corner. Pinson drills out to the wing. Now between the circles, he picks up his dribble. Gives it to Benton on the left side. Now up top to Gilbert. Gilbert drills toward the right side. Gives it there to Morris. Now Morris drills towards the free throw line. Throws it up top to Benton. Benton is going to be called for the blocking foul. One official was about to call a block, and another was about to call a charge. So they're going to call with a blocking foul on Cooper Long. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against Mountain Home Christian Academy. Benton will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Morris on the low block. His layup a little strong, no good. Offensive rebound for Cruz. He can't get the foul to go. And Morris chases down the offensive rebound. He'll kick it out to Gilbert, and Mountain Home will set up the offense with 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter. A 20-point lead for the Bombers. Here's Benton with it. Throws it to Pinson near the right corner. He drills out to the wing. Tries to go cross court to Morris. Ball was knocked away, but Gilbert's able to keep possession for the Bombers. He'll throw it up top to Benson. Pinson will go into the lane for the layup. Good. Bennett Pinson with his first 2 points of the night, 50-28, Mountain Home leading it with 2:06 left of the third quarter. Long in the front court, throws over on the left side to Decker. Decker will dribble up to the top, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now he gives it to Taylor. Now Woods has it on the right wing, thought about the three, now kicks out to Spray in the corner. Spray will dribble out to the wing. tries to kick it up top to Decker. It's knocked away, but Spray is able to secure it. Goes in the lane for a layup. No good. Tips his own rebound back up off the glass and in. Caleb Spray with 5 points. 50-30, Mountain Home leading it with a minute and a half left of the third quarter. Benton picks up his dribble, throws it in the front court to Morris. He has it on the left wing. Now gives it back to Benton. Benton has it on the left side. Now he's going down into lane. Kicks out to Pinson on the right wing. He's going in for another layup. This one will go as well. Benton Pinson with 4 points. 52-30, Bombers leading with 1:10 left in the third quarter. Long into the front court for the Eagles. Drills towards the right elbow. Now has it back up at the top. Goes back to the elbow. Pulls up for the jumper. Good. Cooper Long with 12 points. It's been a while since he had scored. 52-32. Bombers leading with 46 seconds left of the third. Here is Ben throwing it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbling down toward the left side of the lane. Going up for the layup. No good. Partially blocked. Pinson tried to tip back up and in. He couldn't get it to go. Another offensive rebound. This time Morris goes back up with it off the glass and in. Brandon Morris now with 4 points. 54-32, Mountain Home leading it with 26 seconds left of the third quarter. Here's Long with the ball at the top. Throws over to Woods on the left wing. Now goes up top to Spray. Over on the right side to Decker. There on the wing it goes to Long. 13 seconds left of the quarter. His pass to Woods knocked away, but a reach-in foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. Bennett Pinson picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number four against Mountain Home here in the second half. Hunter Bashirs and Dawson Tabor checking back into the game for the Bombers, replacing Luke Cruz and Talon Benton with 9.7 seconds left of the third quarter. It's a 22-point Bomber lead. Woods will trigger the inbound pass for the Eagles on the baseline, and he's set right into the hands of Bennett Pinson. Steal by a Mountain Home. Back comes Brandon Morris. 5 seconds left. Here is Gilbert with it up top. 3 seconds over to Bashirs. He's going to try it for the three at the buzzer. No good, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. Well, after 24 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Mountain Home Christian Academy 54-32. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.